بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: حق المسلم على المسلم خمس: رد السلام، وعيادة المريض، واتباع الجنائز، وإجابة الدعوة، وتشميت العاطس. متفق عليه. The subject matter of this hadith is very similar to the previous one, and both these ahadith have been mentioned in preceding chapters because the subject matter is pertinent to what is currently being discussed. The chapter which deals with the visiting of the sick, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned this hadith, repeated it basically. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the right or the haq which one Muslim enjoys over another Muslim are five things. The previous hadith, seven things were mentioned. In this hadith, five things Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions. This is the narration of Abu Huraira. The previous hadith was the narration of Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. The five things that are mentioned in this hadith, like I said, was mentioned previously, but these form what we call fundamental rights that Muslims enjoy one over the other. And not only Muslims, but basically people that we come into contact with. The first of these rights, Raddu Salam, responding to someone's salam. Salam, Islam is peace. Salam is a declaration of peace. And when this question was put to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ayyul Muslim Afdal, who is the most virtuous Muslim? He said, Man Salim al Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadi. That person, when it comes to his tongue and his hands, there is a declaration of peace, protection from his tongue and his hands. No one is in danger. No one will be harmed. He will be a source of rahmat and mercy when it comes to the actions of his hands and when it comes to the utterance of his tongue. Min lisanihi wa yadi. So where this thing starts from? Salam. Just now we read Salah, right hand side, left hand side, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We declared to the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the right hand side and the left hand side that I make dua that Allah protects you, and I give you my guarantee that I will not threaten you or harm you in any way. I will be a source of protection to you. So this is a very fundamental right of Islam, a demand of Islam towards each and every one of us. Just now we will go home, we will come into contact with our children, with our families, we will go to business. For the rest of the day, we have to ensure that we are salam. We are a source of peace, protection. We are not a threat or a harm to anyone. So this fundamental right, Raddu Salam, Ayadatul Marir, visiting of the sick, following of the janazah, accepting an invitation, ijabatul da'wah. As we mentioned, these ahadith, ulama say more often than not, pertain to walima. Yesterday we had some discussion about that also. Tashmeetul atis, someone sneezes, says alhamdulillah, to respond to that, yarhamukallah. Before we continue to the next hadith, one interesting point. We find that in the riwayat of Ahmad and Muslim Sharif, also the riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. This is Bukhari and Muslim, then there is another narration in Ahmad and Muslim Sharif. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, there also is the narrator. However, instead of five things, a sixth thing is mentioned also, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says this is the right one Muslim has over another. What is that sixth thing? We just want to delve a little bit on that. وَإِذَا اسْتَنْصَحَكَ فَانْصَحْ لَهُ وَإِذَا اسْتَنْصَحَكَ فَانْصَحْ لَهُ. You find that salam being a source of peace and security to everyone, this is amongst the fundamental rights that every Muslim enjoys over us. There is another fundamental right which is stressed upon in many ahadith, where Rasulullah SAW said, "Ad-deenun nasiha." Deen is nasihat. Deen is nasihat. Having this quality of being nasih. Being nasih to others. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran highlights this about Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Like we find in Surah Araf, Nuh alayhi salam, "Inni ansahu lakum, inni lakum nasihun amin." Nuh alayhi salam, Anbiya alayhi salam would say to their people, "I am nasih to you. I am one who will give you nasihat, good counsel, good advice." In the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about this, he says that ad-deenun nasiha, being a source of goodness, good advice and good counsel to everyone you come into contact with, this is actually what is deen. In this hadith of Abu Hurairah, وَإِذَا اسْتَنْصَحَكَ, when your Muslim brother seeks nasihat from you, seeks counsel from you, seeks advice from you, فَانْصَحْ لَهُ, then discharge that haq and that right. Now what is meant by this? Someone asks you for nasihat, someone asks you for advice. This happens all the time, whether in the corporate world, whether in the social world, whether we in our interaction with one another. Somebody is having a problem in his marriage. Someone is having a problem with his children. Sometimes the children are on drugs or they are going off the track. Somebody is having a problem in his day-to-day life. Sometimes a person is having a physical problem. He's feeling sick. His health is affected. Challenges people are facing all the time. Now, naturally, instinctively, as a human being, you turn to someone. You ask for guidance, you ask for counsel, you ask for advice. If you want to put it in a more broad term, you seek mashwara. Now we have to understand that this is an amanat. If someone asks you for advice, be very, very careful the type of advice that you give. Sometimes, Allah protect us, shaitani effect upon us. Someone is asking you for advice. Instead of looking at that person's benefit, you look at your benefit first. Put your benefit in front and then give him advice. This is what we call khiyanat. This is misappropriation of an amanat. Someone asks you for advice, there are certain hukuk and rights. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Fansah lahu," become a source of good counsel to the person. First thing, understand, innal mustashara mu'tamanun, that is an amanat. In other words, if someone asked you something privately, don't go and spread it. Like sometimes somebody's daughter gets a proposal, so you phone somebody up and say, "You know what, I want some advice, this proposal came, should I consider it, shouldn't I consider it?" Now that is an amanat. That is an amanat. What advice you give the person, and what I mentioned, where the amanat starts, is you don't put the phone down and now go and phone somebody, "You know what, hey, somebody's asking about his daughter," or someone phoned about you, or someone asked about this. Amanat. Keep it between the two of y'all. Somebody asks you for advice, whether it's business, whether it's anything else. The first thing, فَانْصَحْ لَهُ, part of this injunction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to protect the privacy of what was asked from you. Secondly, I remember many, many years ago, when we were in Nizamuddin, Maulana Dawood sahab rahmatullah alayhi, one of our Qurana elders, he passed away now, very senior person. One day, after Fajr Bayan, he mentioned one incident, very, very famous incident, but the point that he took out of that incident, the Sahabi was returning from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he passed by a piece of ground and thought to himself, "You know what, this, it's so peaceful here, I'll just take a few animals, let them graze, I'll live off the produce of the land, no ghibat with anyone, no backbiting, no hurting people, my whole life I'll just make Allah's ibadat, cut myself off from the whole world." What a beautiful thing, intention to make his akhirat. But Sahaba, they were not like you and I think that something is very good. Let me seek the counsel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me ask him that, you know, this idea came into my heart. O Nabi of Allah, should I do it? A very famous incident. You would have heard this hadith many times. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, different riwayat. He said the mizaj of Islam is not only yourself, you have to look at the whole of humanity. One moment you will spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be better than 70 years of ibadat in solitude that you will make here. That is the crux of the hadith, we would have heard it. But the point Maulana Dawood Sahib took out from that hadith, he said, first and foremost, when you seek counsel of someone, you're asking for advice, whether deen or dunya, seek advice from a person who is an expert in that particular field, then you will get the correct advice. For example, if a man wants to go for 4 months in the path of Allah, he doesn't make mashura with his wife to ask her, is it okay for me to go for 4 months? Because if she gets happy that he's going, his marriage is a problem. So where did you seek advice? Who do you seek advice from? If it's a medical problem, this is, ulama mentioned, they say four things. Four things you keep in front of you when you are seeking counsel also. One is ilm, the other is diyanat, the third is amanat, the fourth is tajarub. Time, we're running out of time, but very, very quickly. Who you ask advice from, the person must have knowledge about that matter. If it's a medical problem, ask a doctor. If it's a legal problem, ask someone with a legal background. If it's a sharia problem, obviously you'll ask a mufti, etc. So one is the person must have knowledge. Second, the person must have diyanat. His life must be on deen. If he hasn't fulfilled Allah's haq, he's not going to fulfill your haq. At least if he's not regular with his salah, it's unlikely that that person will fulfill your haq. So, ilm, diyanat. His life must be on deen. Third, ulama mentioned, is amanat. This person must be amanatdar, not treacherous. Otherwise he will use your matter against you. And fourth, very, very, very important, they say tajarub, he must be experienced. An experienced person, either in that field or generally. In other words, someone that is senior or elderly. When you seek advice, a lot of times you'll hear this person does something totally wrong. Bhai, kya kar rahe? What are you doing? No, I mean mashura. I asked somebody. Who did you ask? What is the background of that person? Did he even understand your matter? Does he have knowledge? Does he have experience? Does he have taqwa? Does he have amanadari in him? So it is important that when you seek advice and counsel, be careful from who you seek advice. And the one from whom the advice is sought, very, very important, keep the privacy of what you were consulted about. Keep that person in front. Keep your akhirat in front when you give advice. Don't keep your own personal gains and motivation and desires. Sometimes somebody, bichara, came and asked you for advice, you use the thing against him. You have to be very, very careful in this regard. So coming back to this riwayat, وَإِذَا اسْتَنْصَحَكَ فَانْصَحْ لَهُ. The haq, the right, one Muslim enjoys over another. Rasulullah ﷺ said that if someone seeks your counsel or advice, then regard that as an amanat and a trust and be nasih. Be a source of good counsel and benefit to those whom you come into contact with. As we heard last night after Isha Salah, Mufti Sahib gave some targheeb and Allah has given us an opportunity. This is a Mubarak, one is Shaban, the stepping stone to the month of Ramadan. Ramadan was a month, Sahaba Ikram. Normally when our preparation for Ramadan is we, mashallah, pack the freezers and the fridges and everything and everybody is ready, mashallah, to take it a little bit easy. Ramadan is coming, we must take it a little bit easy. However, if you look in Seerah, great, great expeditions of Islam. Badr took place in Ramadan. Fateh Makkah took place in Ramadan. Sahaba moved in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Badr was 170 kilometers from Medina. Three people were sharing one camel. So most of that expedition took place walking in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the closest to the sunnah of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, of the effort of deen also, is what we call this pedal, walking in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has given us an opportunity, mashallah, Jamaat is coming out for 4 months, pedal in the path of Allah ta'ala. They'll be spending Ramadan also in the path of Allah ta'ala. They are starting from here, inshallah, this morning. So, humble appeal is made to the other satis. If you're not ready for 4 months now, at least take the first step. Somebody last night decides, I want to become Hafizul Quran, learns Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and passes away, tomorrow Allah will raise him up with the Hufaz. So in the same way, sidqun niyya. With this, not just the intention of some tamasha or joining this jamaat, make this intention that Allah makes these few steps a means also of accepting me also to go walking in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq subhanahu wa ta'ala.